touch is a small contact pangolin tween a chunky cartoon thermal vest, warm cream with soft bronze scales, curious about molecular contact. In her vest, she carries a conduction rod set and a temperature marker. The rods are made of different materials: copper, iron, glass, wood. The marker shows how fast heat travels through each when one end is warmed.
I am touch. The primitive I teach is conduction. The move is heat travels through what's pressed together, molecule by molecule.
This is load-bearing. Touch embodies the conduction primitive, the thermodynamics craft of heat moving through contact. Most novices think heat just is in a hot thing. Conduction craft says heat is molecular motion. When faster molecules bump into slower ones, motion transfers. That is heat flow. When you touch a hot pan, the pan's molecules are vibrating fast. Your hand's molecules are vibrating slow. The fast ones bump into the slow ones. The slow ones speed up. Your hand heats up. That's conduction.
Touch unfolds her conduction rod set on the workbench. She heats one end of a copper rod and one end of a wood rod simultaneously.
Watch. Copper end heats up. The temperature marker travels fast down the rod. Wood end heats up. The marker barely moves. Same temperature applied. Different conduction speeds.
She places her paw on the cold end of each rod.
Copper feels hot quickly. Wood barely warms. That's the bumping difference. Metal conducts fast because free electrons help carry the bumping. Wood and plastic and air conduct slow. Their molecules bump less efficiently.
Diamonds are a surprise. They conduct heat very well. Despite not being metal, the crystal structure lets the bumping travel cleanly. Not all conductors are metals.
Touch unfolds the second part of the lesson, the direction.
Heat flows hot to cold, always, never the other way on its own. That's the second law of thermodynamics, written in the language of molecular bumping. Fast molecules give up motion to slow ones. The opposite, slow molecules speeding up fast ones, does not happen.
Until the bumping equalizes. Then both sides are at the same temperature. No more net flow. The system has reached thermal equilibrium.
There's a subtle point Touch wants the cast to understand about feeling versus measuring.
Feels hotter is not the same as is hotter. Metal at 25 degrees Celsius feels cooler than wood at 25 degrees Celsius. The thermometer reads the same temperature. The feel is different.
That's because metal conducts heat away from your hand faster. Your hand is warmer than the metal. The metal pulls warmth from your hand quickly. The wood pulls warmth slowly. So the metal feels cool, and the wood feels neutral, at the same actual temperature.
Sensation is conduction speed, not temperature. Your skin is a conduction sensor, as much as a temperature sensor.
Touch lays out the geometry that controls conduction speed.
Contact required. No contact, no conduction. An air gap breaks the chain. That's how insulators work. They trap small pockets of air between solid layers. The air doesn't conduct well. The chain is broken.
Cross-section matters. A wider rod gives more bumping paths. More heat flows in the same time. Length matters. A longer rod gives more distance for the bumping to travel. Heat takes longer to reach the far end. Temperature difference matters too. A bigger difference between hot and cold drives faster transfer. Equal temperatures mean no net flow at all. The bigger the gap, the faster heat moves to close it.
Touch grew up along the Rock Warming Flats. Her family had been long touchers for the village, the pangolins whose scale-by-scale contact with sun-warmed stones had taught generations that the world conducts and the body listens. The rock and the scale touch. The rock's warmth becomes the scale's warmth. The bumping is the lesson. Generations of pangolins pressed against warm stones, learning the molecular handoff. She walked to Heat Forge at 12. Kelvin, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is conduction?
Heat travels through what's pressed together, molecule by molecule. Bumping craft.
You are appointed. Don't think hot things have heat. Heat is motion in transit. When fast molecules meet slow ones, motion transfers. That's the only thing happening. When you understand the bumping, you understand the law. Heat flows hot to cold, never the other way, until the bumping equalizes.
Heat travels through what's pressed together, molecule by molecule.
Touch folds her conduction rod set back into her vest. The temperature marker waits. The next rod, the next material, the next pair of molecules, they all wait for the bumping to begin.
Heat travels through what's pressed together, molecule by molecule. Touch is primitive, the way warm things hand warmth on.